This is Earth and Sky on how water is fundamentally different from other natural resources.
When you burn a piece of coal, it's gone. But water down the drain isn't consumed in the ordinary sense. Instead, water can be used and reused many times.
People tend to think of conservation in the same terms, be it energy or be it water. And conservation couldn't be more different between water and energy.
That's Brad Udall, director of the U.S. Western Water Assessment, which began in 1999. He told Earth and Sky that much of the water used for cropland irrigation runs off to streams and rivers or soaks back into the groundwater supply. What water is used by plants later goes into the atmosphere as water vapor. Still later, it returns as rain or snow. Some cities, such as Boulder, Colorado, treat and return most of the water they use to a nearby river.
And city reservoirs can only hold so much water. In 2003, for example, Boulder received so much water from rain and snowmelt that its reservoirs were full. That year, Boulder lifted water restrictions in place from several previous years of drought. The decision was controversial, but Udall believes it was appropriate.
He believes water managers should take the fundamentally different properties of water into account when deciding how and when to conserve it. Special thanks to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.